Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome to the Drag Hour, where it is finished Porto 1, Arsenal 0. Not the big return to the Champions knockout stages that we were hoping for. Actually, pretty disastrous night in the end for Arsenal. I'm laughing, but I don't feel very happy. I have to say, it was not what we were all hoping for when we arrived here tonight. All the hype, lots of it. I was feeling positive. That's probably the reason Arsenal lost this, because when I feel positive, things tend to go wrong. That's why I prefer being a pessimist. But yeah, not a good one for Arsenal tonight. They really struggled. The frustrating thing is, look, they should have just walked away from here with a 0-0 draw. It was a horrible game. Really, really horrible game. Stop, start, foul after foul after foul, stoppage after stoppage after stoppage. Just take the 0-0, get back to North London and do the job there. But they shot themselves in the foot deep into injury time. It was a brilliant goal from Galano to win it, literally with seconds remaining. But Arsenal had the ball in their own half. Gabriel Martinelli decided to try a crossfield pass to Bukayo Saka rather than just keeping it. That pass got cut out. The ball got worked to Galano. Got a lot of time to take his shot. And it was a brilliant shot. I've seen a lot of criticism for David Raya. I don't really see why, I have to say. And lots of people are trying to explain it to me on social media. But I keep seeing it. I keep watching the replay. And I'm not sure what Raya does wrong. It's a brilliant cross. There's so much wrong. Brilliant shot, sorry. There's so much wrong with that goal from an Arsenal point of view. Plenty of errors, but I don't really see David Raya as one of them. What David Raya did as one of them. It was just a brilliant, brilliant finish. Bent right into the side netting by Galano, who did produce an incredible double miss in the first half. He certainly made amends with him for this one. And that has left Arsenal with it all to do now when they go back to North London for the second leg in 3 weeks' time. Like I said, it was just a game to take the 0-0. The way it had gone, how stop-start it was, how Arsenal just couldn't do anything. Porto, fair play to them. They really did stifle Arsenal. They put in a hell of a performance, Porto. Didn't ever look like winning it, really, or scoring a goal, especially in the second half. But they put in a hell of a defensive performance. They didn't stop working. They shut Arsenal's space down all the time. Like I said, they frustrated by going down, winning free kicks, winning fouls, making the game as scrappy as it possibly could, as they possibly could. And it worked for them. But it was still going to be 0-0 to go to North London, and Arsenal would have been overwhelming favourites to go through had that been the case. I'm sure they're still going to be favourites to go through, but they've certainly got a lot of work to do now, and they're going to have to play a hell of a lot better than they did here, because they did not play well. I mean, they went into it full of confidence, 21 goals in 5 games, 5 wins out of 5 to start the year, but all the good movement that we'd seen against Burnley and against West Ham and the goals that were flying in, there was none of that today. And you have to give Porto credit to that. I think they worked very well on what they could do to stop Arsenal. But Arsenal needed to play better. They needed to move the ball quicker. They just needed a little bit more in the final third to actually look like a threat, because Porto weren't great by any means. They just put in a good defensive performance. But had Arsenal played to how we know they can play, they could have comfortably won this game. But for me, the frustrating thing is the fact that they've just gone and lost it. You know, again, you just take the draw. Is it naivety on Gabriel Martinelli's part? Potentially. I mean, he had a poor game. All three Arsenal forwards had a poor game. Saka, Martinelli, Trossard, Havertz as well behind. None of them played well, but I think it is, you have to put it down to a bit of naivety from Gabriel Martinelli for me, because an experienced player in that position, in a two-legged game, when you're just seconds away from drawing the first leg away from home, you just do not give that ball away. You don't try a risky crossfield pass to Bukayo Saka that gets cut out. You just keep it, run the clock down, take the draw, get back in the changing room, go home and get the job done in North London. But he didn't do it, and Arsenal were punished for it. Mikel Arteta, speaking after the game, said that they'll learn from it. He said that they'll learn from what Porto did, and they'll come back and be a much, much better team in the game at the Emirates. Well, they're going to need to be. And yeah, like you said, work to be done on this one. I'm going to do a much longer video tomorrow. I mean, this is going to go out pretty late, this one now, so I imagine most of you are going to be in bed, so you're not really going to watch it. But I wanted to put something out anyway. But I will get back to the hotel and I'll do a much more in-depth reaction to what has happened here tonight. If you want to get involved in that, if you want to have your say on what you saw tonight, what Arsenal need to do to improve, you know, who played well, who played poorly, let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll try and pull a few of them together to include in tomorrow's show before I fly back to London. But yeah, I will do a much more detailed piece, because I want to talk about this a lot more in depth, because I think it deserves to be talked about a lot more in depth. And it is pretty late now, so I'm going to have to get this done, get this uploaded and head back to the hotel before flying back to the UK tomorrow. But I will now go through my Arsenal player ratings.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I'm going to start with David Raya, and this one I'm sure is going to generate a debate, and I'm going to be really interested to see what you guys say in the comments below about David Raya, because like I said, I'm surprised by some of the negative reactions to the goal that I've seen on social media on David Raya, because I just don't know what he does wrong. Everyone's saying, oh, his positioning's there, his jump's not great, but it's just a brilliant, brilliant finish from a guy from 25 yards who's bent it basically into the side netting of the corner. It's just a fantastic goal, so I'm just not sure. I thought David Raya had a good game, to be honest. I thought he was one of Arsenal's better players. I had him on 7 out of 10. In my player ratings. I'm not great at analysing goalkeepers or what they're doing in terms of their dives, but I just don't see where the error is. It feels like people are criticising just for the sake of criticising. There's plenty wrong with that goal, but I'm not sure David Raya, in my mind anyway, is. So I gave David Raya a 7 out of 10. Ben White, I thought, struggled in the first half. So did William Saliba. Both of them misplaced passes and misjudgment a couple of times. That just kind of symbolised Arsenal's play. They just weren't on it. Some of the real key players who you know you see do it week in, week out, they just weren't on it. And Saliba and Ben White, I think, were certainly part of that. So I gave Ben White a 6. I gave Saliba a 6. Like I said, some really uncharacteristic stuff from Saliba. I thought he improved in the second half, no doubt about it. But first half, I don't know if it was nerves or what, the occasion got to him, but I didn't think it was his best performance by any means tonight. I gave him a 6. Gabriel was by far the better of the two, I thought. He did miss a good chance in injury time just before Porto won it. Gabriel popped up pretty much unmarked in the penalty area from a free kick. I think it was Martin Odegaard, and he put it over. He would have been really disappointed with that, and that was just before Porto scored. But I did think defensively he had a good game, Gabriel Martinelli, and he was Arsenal's best defender on the night. I gave him a 7. Kivior, I gave a 5. Thought he really struggled second half. He got booked, and I don't know if that impacted him a little bit and had a negative effect on his game, but I thought Porto seemed to target him a little bit after that. Conceição gave him some trouble on a few occasions, and it wasn't the best of nights for Kivior. He worked hard, he kept going, but yeah, he could have moved the ball a bit quicker in the first half to Martinelli as well at times down the left-hand side. I just thought he was a little bit off it, Kivior, like a lot of players in the Arsenal team, so I gave him 8-5. Declan Rice, I thought, was
again, Arsenal's best player, produced a really brilliant block in the second half after Kvyat got beaten by Konsa Sal down the right-hand side. Did a really good block at the near post to stop what could have been a goal there, and he sort of, I thought he kept the ball moving well and was Arsenal's best player, but that's not saying much because Arsenal didn't really have too many good players on night. So I gave Declan Rice a 7 out of 10 as my man of the match. Havertz, I thought, struggled. He just wasn't really in the game. He missed one good chance in the first half from a set piece when he got his header wrong right at the end of the first half, put it past the far post, kind of sliced off the side of his head. Other than that, you know, he worked hard like everyone did, but it just wasn't really paying off for him. He never looked a threat in open play. I gave Havertz a 5. Odegaard, I thought, was probably the most likely to open up Porto if anyone was going to do it. That's no great surprise. A couple of good set pieces in from him. And his, you know, his pressing was fantastic as always, but, you know, not his best performance. I gave Odegaard a 6. And then the front line really, really disappointed all of them. I thought Saka was poor all night. Porto played him very, very well. Didn't give him much space at all. You know, he's been flying coming into this, Saka. Been playing so well week in, week out, but just not tonight. It wasn't his day. I gave him a 5 out of 10. Trossard really struggled. He just wasn't in the game. He drifted deep a few times to try and get the ball because he was getting no service, to be fair to him, in the final third. So he was dropping deeper and deeper at times. He had one chance from a corner where he sliced over. He took it first time. I think the referee gave a foul anyway, so even if he'd scored, I don't think it would have counted. But the fact, the way that he sliced it high and wide, kind of summed up his and Arsenal's day. So I gave Trossard a 5, and Martinelli I gave a 5 as well. None of them, just the front three, they just didn't really have any sort of impact on the game. There was occasions when they did get the ball in a little bit of space. The wingers had a chance to run at their man, but, you know, Porto defended them really, really well. So as much as I'm a bit critical of what Arsenal's forwards did today, I think the Porto defenders deserve a lot of credit because they really did work consistently for 90 minutes. They never let it slip, never really gave Arsenal a chance, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. Only one sub from Mikel Arteta. Jorginho came on, misplaced a couple of passes within a few minutes, which I think, again, summed up the performance. Bit surprised Arteta didn't make more changes. I think he was quite happy with the draw, the way the game was going. Instead of trying to go to win the game, he didn't change things up, even though the attack was looking very, very blunt. He kept them all on the bench, all the reserve substitutes like Smith Rowe, Reece Nelson, Eddie Nketiah, none of them came on, which I think said a lot about what Arteta was thinking of the game. He was just going to happy to take the 0-0 as well, but maybe he could have changed things up. So yeah, not the greatest tonight for Mikel Arteta, again in a knockout stage in a European game. He has now got a lot of work to do. He's going to get his team up. He's got to get him firing for the second leg, because if not, they're staring at another round of 16 defeat in the Champions League, and that is not what we're all hoping for, given the confident mood we all came into this game with. All right, that's it for me. Like I said, I'm going to head back to the hotel now. I'm going to do far more in-depth video tomorrow that's going to be far less shaky as well, because I'm not going to have to hold the camera, which will be a good thing for you guys. Probably a much more pleasant viewing experience. And if you do want to get involved in that, like I said, leave a comment below. Give me your thoughts on the match and what you've seen tonight, and I'll try and include some of it in the show. From here at the Drag Owl, it's finished Porto 1, Arsenal 0.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.